Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. As the remainder of the group is coming into the ballroom, why don't we greet them with song? Are you familiar with 7-Eleven? Some of you are familiar with 7-Eleven? Let's try to do 7-Eleven. All right? Maybe we can do it all together. You want to do it sitting down or you want to do it standing up? I gave you a choice. Seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And its things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia, gracias. Muchas gracias. Qué bueno. Qué bueno. It's good to know that you're in the room and people know 7-Eleven. It says that we are the people of the book. Have you ever tried going to God and saying, God, this is my prayer to you, number 64. I'm very grateful for the time that you have spent together in groups. And I'm very grateful to have had an opportunity to come visit with each one of the groups, even though I couldn't find one group. One group was in hiding. And I... Then I really felt like the shepherd. I was going to leave the other 99 and go look for you, you know? But I trusted God with you, and you came back. So what we're going to do now, we're going to listen to what you have produced. Okay? If we were doing the Indaba group for at least 4 or 5 sessions, there will be, as I said before, rapporteurs in the room, also making sure that we would gather what is being produced so that at the end we would be able to report back to the large group with what we understood was not only the common trend, but also some of the ideas that need to be focused on as we seek to respond to the issues of the day. Aside from the rapporteurs and the animateurs, you will also have a person in each one of the groups that you will identify as the one that you will want to work on the last document. It is the hope that after such an exercise, not of one day, but of a series of days and a series of sessions that you can take back with you something that has been produced in work with people that have a different understanding or have a different way of seeing things. So the hope is that at the end of this session, I will ask you to select one person from your group. It doesn't have to be the leader. It could be somebody else that you will entrust the responsibility, along with me and others, to kind of put together something like a document. You okay? Some sort of a document that you would like to use further on as a production, as a result of, you know, working together in this first opportunity of Indaba. This will be my third opportunity to lead a group as an animateur. I've done it also in Panama after I did it in Lambeth. And every time is different. Every time is different. Because at times, what we're doing is working with different issues. And it's different because of what you bring to the table. And it's different because you are coming from different places. One thing will be to do it in the Latin American context. Break it down more. In the Central American context, break it down a little more. In Panama. So for you, it will be, one, to do it as the Diocese of Virginia, or to do it as one of the regions in a Diocese of Virginia, or perhaps to do it as a community coming from a congregation in one of the regions in the Diocese of Virginia. And what you're looking for is a way in which you can engage people in listening to them. Don't just go asking them to answer the question. Get to know what they're thinking and how this issue is really getting to them or not. Or how much they are engaged or involved in wanting to talk about it, much less do something about it. Sometimes people want to talk about something, but don't want to do nothing about it. So, having said that, now, who wants to be first in coming and sharing with the rest of the group what you have found? And the response to the question is, why is this important to us as Christians? Why is this important to us as Christians? Or whatever your finding was. Now, this is going to be a little tricky because the flip charts are bigger. I don't want to put them on the wall. I understand. And when you do that, you peel the paint off the wall. But I'm not sure that we'll have an opportunity to kind of set them up. Lay them on the floor. No, maybe what we're going to do is let's put them on the stage. Let them side by side on the stage, or, you know, so that we can take a look at them, okay? Thank you.
We were responding to number 3 about evangelism. We've entitled it the 6th letter to the Corinthians. And the answer is because not only did Jesus command us to evangelize, and we recognize others are seeking meaning, we want to share the grace we have been given and to invite others to join us in the mystery of life lived in community so we can all be whole and our baptismal vows may be fulfilled. So there.
Sixth letter to the Corinth.
Ours was a youth and young adult forum. We decided it was important because everyone is God's, a beloved child of God, because we are commissioned to make disciples, and we are called to be hospitable as Christ was hospitable. And by that we mean to belong, not just to be included.
Ours was strengthen existing congregations, and the numbers in one of the subpoints made everybody nervous and anxious, and so we decided the spirituality lay in discipleship.
Why this is important to us as Christians, the culture no longer subsidizes the church. Jesus calls us to make disciples, not just members.
Our group responded to number 5, outreach and mission. Because our identity and spirituality is to obey the Great Commission, love our neighbors, serve Jesus' least, do justice, and know that in doing so, we receive more than we give.
We also responded to number 5, and we used somebody's previous marketing tool to do it in some part, but used a quote from Teresa of Avila. Christ has no hands but yours to heal a hurting world. Just do it.
Just do it.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Our group responded to the number 4, multicultural and ethnic ministries. Are important to us as Christians because we are Pentecost people gathered together in our diversity to fulfill Christ's call that we all may be one.
Our group responded to number 1 about youth and young adults. And we said that as the body of Christ, we are incomplete without all of our parts, and without the witness, presence, and ministry of young people, the body is less. So as a church, we're responsible for the formation and evangelism of everyone, especially young people. And when it comes to 20-somethings, our church needs to adopt a go-to ministry rather than a come-to mentality. And I have an apple for the teacher later. but especially in considering that the church tends to portray itself as complete and having a ministry that we need to do to young people instead of recognizing that we are actually bereft and left without an arm and suffering from shadow pains even without the presence and ministry of young people.
Our group responded to multicultural and ethnic ministries, and we came up with the Great Commission places no boundaries on the gospel. Jesus gave Peter and Cornelius a vision, and the face of believers changed forever. It's what Jesus told us to do, and we can do this intentionally by fully committing to the next generation. And we said with dollars, resources, and putting our money where our mouth is. Ooh.
Thank you.
Our group studied number 4, multicultural and ethnic studies. And nosotros practicamos hospitalidad radicalmente porque sabemos que nuestro Señor y Salvador Jesucristo es nuestro huésped.
Muy bien.
Gracias.
Muy bien.
Yo practico.
Muy bien.
We practice radical hospitality because we know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the host.
You can put it right here.
Oh, we responded to item 2, why strengthen existing congregations, and remembering the bishop's reference last night to the Circus Act, we said it's because the main event is all worshiping Jesus Christ together. Alleluia, alleluia.
The main event.
Our group also did number 2, and we had quite a discussion on the essential nature of the Sunday experience, the worship of God, in preparing ourselves, well, first giving thanksgiving for what we have done to the glory of God, and preparing ourselves for the week to come. And so what we came up with is a sacramental worship in humility and truth. In other words, we do sometimes tend to think we do Sunday very well, and those off with collars may have a bit of hubris about it when we're up there doing it. But it should be done in humility and truth. And it's done on the day of the resurrection, something we fail to remind our folks that that's a reality of this. The day of the resurrection, and it's critical for our Christian identity. And common worship is where we offer our gifts for the upbuilding of the body of Christ, and emphasizing the fact that everyone who is there is because God has basically called them there, and every one of them brings gifts to be used as part of the body for the glory of God.
Our group, sitting right here, discussed what is the spirituality of evangelism and proclamation. And we said that the sentence, we cannot be Christians without others. We discover the faith for ourselves in the process of sharing it with others. Christ lived this out in word and deed and commanded us to go and do likewise.
What should come naturally after this, if we had more time, would be to ask groups to clarify. Since you were not working on the same topics, it would have been good if you could listen and then ask for clarification on some of the issues or some of the ideas that your group discussed in the larger setting. But I hope that you will have an opportunity and that you would take your own time and kind of seek out things that you didn't understand that you heard a group said, so what do you mean by this? I trust that you have become so familiar to each other that you will not feel shy to walk up to another person and say, would you explain this a little more? I'm trusting that you will do that. But what I really want you to do now is to take time in your group and try to identify a person that will work along with what you have produced and put it in the form of a document that you as a diocese can use further on. So take your time. You got 5 minutes to do that. And then one more task. Just 5 minutes. 4, 3. Up. 5 minutes are up. 5 minutes are up. And I will ask a member of the staff to come forward with a marker just to take the names of the people that you have identified in each group. That way, you will not escape. You will not go in hiding. We have your name. We'll go look for you. Uh-huh. Okay. If we get the name real quick and we have it written down. This group, the name. While names are being given, you remember that I ask, how did you feel? I'm going to work with that in the next 5 minutes. I need your names.
And do we have the term names of the people who will work with us? I will ask for these people to just remain after the group goes for lunch, just for us to negotiate a little bit in terms of when we're going to get together and how we're going to do this. Earlier, I asked
how was the room feeling, how the people were feeling. Well, I know where there is food, guys. And that's good news. But aside from how, if the group is feeling hungry, would you like to comment a little bit on your feeling about, you know, how we handle the process? There is much more information that you will receive because there is work that you have to do prior to having these groups. And you have to have guidelines for the rapporteurs and the animadores. And after that, you also need to have another process where you can really work out what you have received and produce a document that you will take forward. As you seek to respond and work with issues that you have identified, you have to come to a point where all the voices are heard and you can have an understanding of what everybody thinks the problem is. Once you have that documented, it will speak for itself in terms of giving you some solutions. After you have read what everybody thinks the problem is, you will definitely find what the solution will be. Yes, it's hopeful. And we trust the Holy Spirit with it. Going back to the question, do you want to elaborate on how you feel, aside from feeling hungry? And why I'm asking the question? Because some were happy, some were uncomfortable, some people were looking maybe for more answers. If you want to elaborate on that, why I ask the question, it's important for the question to be resolved in the group. It's not that the animator goes over to the person and have this one-on-one conversation. It's a group process. So everybody has an opportunity to hear how the process is going to also deal with how you feel. When we did it in other groups, yes, there were people who were angry because they couldn't get enough of their voices in the discussion, meaning they didn't care what anybody else had to say. So they were angry because they wanted to have more time to their use of the mic. And that's legit. You have to learn to share. You have to learn to make space for other people to be heard also. Okay? And that is why you ask the feeling question. How do you feel? And then you work with it in the group. Remember, it's a process. It's a method. The Holy Spirit guides it because you put a lot of trust into it. And you don't do it all one time. You do some in a day, and then some in another day, and you do some in another day, and you try to leave the most difficult for the end. Because after you have worked all these days, you have developed a sense of trust and confidence that you can respect one another and listen to one another, even though you don't agree. But you can respect one another and you listen to one another. My friends, I really don't want to keep you back from lunch. I have taken 5 minutes from your lunch. I think you have been a splendid group, and I thank God for what we have done together. And I think a round of applause will be just fine. For you. For you. For you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Most holy and most gracious God, we take time at this moment to stop, to recognize your presence among us. And we also take time to make a memory for about this hour of the day, your son Jesus, hanging from the cross, held his arms open, ready to receive us, heal us, and save us. And we are thankful, dear God, for your initiative of love towards us. Father, we also come before you in thanksgiving for the food that we are about to receive. We thank you for the hands that prepare and provide. Father, you know that there are many in different places who don't have not even a piece of bread to have lunch with. Make us not only mindful of those needs, but help us to be responsive, not in our name, but in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Bon appétit.